The AL wildcard game between the Blue Jays and Orioles in Toronto in front of a raucous crowd at the Rogers Center. Winner goes on to play the Rangers in the ALDS. Loser goes home. Marcus Stroman getting the start for the Jays, going up against Chris Tillman. We pick up the action in the second scoreless game. It's Tillman facing Jose Bautista.
And the 3-1 pitch. Fly ball deep left field. Yes, sir. Moving over the left fielder, Kim. And there she goes. The Blue Jays are in flight, leading Baltimore 1-0 as Bautista gets his crowd right back to where they were last October.
Does this guy like the big stage or what? Unbelievable. Jose's done it again.
So Stroman, who had it all his way through the first three, now has the tying run at second. In the air, right center field. Bautista over, Pilar on. And what a catch by Kevin Pilar. Ronnie, you said he's going to win a Gold Glove someday.
What a play.
The batter, Mark Trumbo. Kicks, deals. Swinging a line drive deep to left field. That's heading for the Blue Jays bullpen, and in it goes. A two-run home run for Mark Trumbo on the first pitch from Marcus Stroman. And Baltimore goes out in front 2-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. His first home run after 47 to lead the major leagues.
So now the tying run at second. One down. There's Kevin Pilar.
Here's the pitch. It swung on and lined into right field. Slicing away from Bourne. It's going back. Reaches out. He can't get it. It drops. It's a fair ball. Here comes Saunders. He'll be held at third. He thought that ball was going to be caught. And Kevin Pilar is at second. Here's the pitch. Zeke whacks it into center field. It's dropping quickly. That's a base hit. Saunders is in to score. Pilar is held as Jones is on it quickly. RBI single by Ezekiel Carrera. And the Blue Jays have tied this game 2-2.
Top of the Toronto order. Devin Travis steps in. Swings at the first pitch and grounds it to third. There's one. There is two. One pitch and a huge double play induced by Michael Gibbons. A 3-2. In the air to left. Kim goes back and has room. And somebody threw something out of the stands.
At the same time, he was trying to make that catch. Inexcusable.
And Buck Showalter has every right to come out and complain. Not good. Darren O'Day, the sidewinding and submarining right-hander against Martin. One veteran against another. Donaldson at second, the winning run. The O'Day pitch. Ground ball hit down to third base. Taken by Machado. Go to second one. Scope to first. A double play.
The Orioles have done it again.
And the season ain't over yet.
All hands on deck, right?
Give me the ball. Let's go. That didn't take long.
Francisco Liriano, five up and five down. They're on their feet at the Rogers Center.
Blue Jays, six walk-off wins this year.
The Jimenez pitch, fly ball deep left field. Yes, sir, the Blue Jays are going to Texas.
It is over.
And the Orioles are going home.
Se va, se va, se va la bola.
The massive celebration. Get ready for the Texas Rangers.
Bedlam in Toronto as the Blue Jays walk off with a 5-2 win and advance to play the AL West champion Rangers in the ALDS in a rematch from last season. The Jays' bullpen sensational, tossing five hitless innings, striking out six, capped by Francisco Liriano, usually a starter, tossing 1 2/3 scoreless frames to get the win. Closer Roberto Osuna had to leave the game in the 10th inning with shoulder tightness. The Jays will travel to Texas to face the Rangers in Game 1 of the ALDS on Thursday. Blue Jays manager John Gibbons on the big win and moving on to face the Rangers in a rematch.
I said before, we know each other so well. You know, you almost expect a slugfest, a lot of home runs, because those are the typical games. But, you know, both teams played so well. Both teams deserve to win that game. You know, I've said many times to you, I mean, there's something to having that last at bat. You know, that's why, you know, you love the chance to play at home, so... Yeah, but a great ball game. I mean, it had to be entertaining for everybody watching, I would think. Well, you know what? Eddie's one of the elite hitters. He's done that many times for us. So, you know, great base running on Travis's part to get to third base to set all that up. So, you know, they run the game the way they want to. You look at how they've run the game all year. Nobody does it better than they do it over there. No, I don't get into that. You know, because it's tough. It's tough to use that guy more than one inning. I mean, especially at the end of the year. That's for damn sure. But I never question what anybody else do, because you know what, you got to make tough decisions, and you know what, most people don't ever agree with your decisions regardless, you know. I thought he was really good. I mean, he was sticking it, you know, that fastball. One thing we knew when he decided he was going to be the guy, you knew he was going to throw strikes. You know, that's what he does, and he's a ground ball guy. You know, he went through the first nine, you know, error-free. But they got a good hitting team. I mean, so you're in the back of your mind, you always fear that. But I've seen him pitch too many good games. He pitches well at home. He gets ground balls. They hit a lot of home runs. It really just added up. I look for a good series. You know, we match up very well, you know, in the head-to-head series this year. You look back on last year, you know, they got a hell of a team. You know, top to bottom, they added Beltran, LaCroix, and Gomez, some three really good players. So, I mean, they got great balance. They got team speed. They can hit the home run. They got good pitching, you know, good starting pitching. They got, you know, a good bullpen. So it's best record in American League for a reason. That doesn't happen by accident.
Jose Bautista hit his fifth career postseason homer, but was more focused on teammate Edwin Encarnacion's walk-off blast.
Incredible. I mean, he got a pitch ahead and hit what he was supposed to. So happy for us. You know, we made it to the next round. Now it's on to Texas. It was unbelievable. Since the first pitch, the fans were outstanding. It was loud down here. The energy was great. Hopefully we can continue to have that type of crowd for the rest of the playoffs. It means a lot. It always means a lot to do it at home, to put my team ahead and to do something positive. It's a great feeling, and I'm glad I could contribute today. We're all looking forward, no matter who the opponent is. Everybody knows what happened this year. We're just looking to win ball games, and hopefully we can put them out of the playoff break.
Troy Tulowitzki made some key defensive plays and is excited to be advancing.
I think everybody thinks of the Blue Jays. I think, you know, offense, but we play some defense too. KP in center field, man, he's a highlight reel. Every night he makes incredible plays. I honestly think he's the best out there. Yeah, what a great team win, and we're definitely excited. It's funny, I saw all those things that people were like, you know, dear Blue Jays, thank you for not pitching Lariano, this and that, and I knew, all right, this is going to be a good thing because Stroman feeds off that stuff. I know he was hearing those whispers, and man, did it respond. One bad pitch, really not even a bad pitch to Trumbo. Trumbo's one of the better players in the game. It'll be fun. Bottom line, no matter what goes on, you got to win the game on the field. They're a great team, obviously the number one seed, best record in the AL. We have our hands full. I think we're trying to play that underdog role, honestly. I don't know if I'd want anybody else up in that situation. He's money.
Marcus Stroman went six strong innings, allowing two runs, and spoke about his team's wild card win.
Me and Russ got on a roll early. He had a great mix going. Just kind of discussed the game plan early, and we attacked it. Didn't go away from being aggressive. Stick with my game plan, and my boys picked up in the field. Tulo with a sick play, KP, my entire defense, and then Eddie obviously with a huge blow. So sick game. It's fun. This is why you play the game. It's exciting. I want to be the ball out there in every situation. I know a lot of people doubted me getting the ball, a lot of outsiders, a lot of critics, but their opinions are completely irrelevant. We know what we're capable of, and we're excited for the next round. He needs to be in MVP talks. The numbers that he's put up this year are incredible the entire year. He's been a huge factor for us, and he's been clutch for us all year. So we're excited. We're excited he's on his team, and obviously we're super excited that he was able to come up with a big hit.
As for the Orioles, manager Buck Showalter addressed the decision not to use star closer Zach Britton.
No, he was fine. He was fine. Yeah, I considered a lot of things during the course of the game, but our guys did a good job getting us to that point. We just couldn't finish it off. Yeah, he was available. I like the job that Darren could do. I like the job that Brad could do. I like the job that Michael could do. I like the job that Dunson could do. And looked like it was going to be one of those who's going to be more than one inning. So nobody's been pitching better for us than Ubaldo, too. So there's a lot of different ways to look at it, but that's the way we went. It didn't work out. There's so many different things that go on. You know, you could use a Zach Britton in the seventh or eighth inning and not have anybody to pitch the last inning. So there's a lot of risk taken every inning, every pitch. You know, so you know, you take that on when you get in this format. You know, we went for about four innings there trying to get to that spot, and it looked like, you know, if he pitches a couple of innings, if he can physically, and you're assuming, which is, you know, a pretty good assumption with the way he's pitched this year. But no, we, and playing on the road has a little something to do with it too, but we have some good options that have done a great job for us all year, and Zach's one of those.
Zach Britton also spoke about not getting to pitch in the most important game of the season.
Yeah, it was really tough. Obviously, you want to contribute to the team, especially in a game like this. Like I said, I was just prepared whenever, you know, Buck was going to call me and put me in. But, you know, we did a great job, and Ubaldo had thrown well. You know, it wasn't like he had been struggling. He had thrown well here the last few times. So We expect him to go up there and do it again, but that lineup's tough. You know, it was a matter of time until somebody scored. I'm sure we'll talk on the plane ride back. You know, Dom Chidi, the bullpen coach, just kind of told me, you know, just be prepared. You know, I was maybe thinking I'd go in if there was a guy on base or, you know, double play situation. But at the same time, you know, it's not my call, so it's just tough to sit down there, you know, wanting to get in the game, but obviously not getting the opportunity. Yeah, he called down. I was getting ready for, you know, in the 8th I was warming up just in case we did take the lead, and then the 9th, same thing, and the 10th, the same thing. So,
so you were warm.
Yeah, I was ready to go. So I felt like it was a matter of time before we just stopped worrying about, you know, whether or not we scored a run, and I was going to get in the game. I mean, we were running low on guys down there anyway, so I think it was me, Tommy Hunter and Dylan Bundy were the only guys left, so... like I said, it was frustrating. I really want to get in that game, especially because if we lose, we're out. You know, we're going home. So it's going to be disappointing going home, obviously, knowing that I didn't get the chance to contribute. It's disappointing. I just want to be there for my team, no matter the situation. I mean, I've always said, I've always told the coaches, you know, I don't care if it's a safe situation. I just want to be out there. If I'm the best guy for that inning, you know, I want to be out there. So it's going to be tough to go back home when the season's over and I didn't get a chance to contribute tonight.